is the Act Like a Man podcast, taking manhood back with your host, best-selling author, pastor, and manhood coach, Dennis C.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Act Like a Man podcast. Thank you for joining me for your 2022 journey towards having the best year of your life. We've talked about how you can gear up for your best year, the difference between scarcity and abundance. Last week, we talked about what do you feed your mind, and we'll continue on that by showing to you what you actually need to feed your mind with. And we are going on to this topic. Sa lahat po, I'm also on TikTok now, so if you have any questions sa TikTok Live, you can do that, and maybe I can feature you in my podcast, no, sa mga tanong niyo. So, what do you feed your mind? We feed our mind sometimes with the past experience, mga news, or our loved ones or peers, social media. But what should you feed your mind? Right? Hindi ko sinagot yan last week. Konti lang. Nagpatikim lang ako. So this week, we'll try to answer that. Okay? You feed your mind with God's liberating truth. Okay? And I'm making a case about this because this could be life-changing for you. When you start embracing God's liberating truth. John 14:6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Right? And the truth will set you free, the Bible says also. So when you embrace God's truth, it liberates you. No? Wala akong makitang ibang narrative or truth than the scripture to help us to achieve true success and even true riches in life. As much as I love reading secular books on finance and success, medyo mas malalim lang talaga pag nagbabasa ako ng Bible and I get to see God's liberating truth on definitions of success. In fact, I'll be doing a series called True Riches sometime this year. I'm excited to discuss that with you guys and maybe invite one of my friends to join me for that. Right? But we have to embrace, going back to the topic, we have to embrace God's liberating truth. And how do we do that? Number one, we seek God and His will for our lives through prayer and solitude. Now, the best way to embrace God's truth is we seek first. We seek God. Yeah, seek first the kingdom of God, Matthew 6:33, and His righteousness. And all these things will be added unto you as well. Seek God and His will for your life. How? Prayer. Solitude. Ano ibig sabihin ng prayer? Alam natin, panalangin. Ano yung solitude? Yung nakikinig ka kay Lord. No, ito yung isa sa mga bago ko lang natutunan. Around 2 years ago pa lang. Na-practice ko na and I'm still practicing it today. It's called solitude. It's learning how to quiet yourself. Stay in a corner. Listen to the Lord. Magugulat ka. Hindi po ako nagjo-joke. Magugulat ka talaga. Kung how God can actually talk to you when you learn how to be silent. Iba. Ma-amaze ka. May mga times umiiyak lang ako mag-isa kasi parang may narinig akong bulong ni Lord. And it's life-changing. It's very life-changing actually to experience something like that. That when you, kasi di ba pag nagpe-pray tayo, yung prayer kasi one way, ikaw lang eh, di ba? Solitude is taking time to listen to the Lord. No, ano bang gusto niyang sabihin sa atin? No. So that's how you embrace God's liberating truth. No? You seek God and His will for your life through prayer and solitude. Number two is to reject the limiting beliefs and the lies of the enemy. No? Again, you have to write down those limiting beliefs at saka yung mga lies ng enemy tungkol sa'yo. No? Kasi pag ikaw, tinamaan ka na ng negativity and lies of the enemy, tapos na ang laban. No? Sabi ko nga, the narrative you believe is the narrative you will live. So you have to embrace God's liberating truth. Thirdly, is to reorient yourself to God's liberating truth by meditating on God's word. Sabi sa Joshua 1:8, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night. Yung word na meditate doon, sa Hebrew, ibig sabihin nguyain mo raw. Ngunguyain mo. Di ba pag ngumunguya ka, matagal. Yeah, hindi madaling ngumuya. No, matagal yan. That's how you need to meditate on God's word. You nginunguya mo yan. No, so that's how you embrace it. Take time, really take time to read the word, take time to pray. Huwag mong mamadaliin si Lord. Ang ganda no kung may 30 minutes ka every day. Yan lang gagawin mo pagising mo sa umaga. Pray lang. Kikinig ko kay Lord. Bubuksan ko Bible ko. Magde-date tayo ni Lord. No. That's the only way. You can do that. So don't let me or anybody else dictate to you, no, what truth is. Diretso ka kay Lord. Buksan mo yung Bible mo. Pray ka. Pakinggan mo si Lord. Now, paano mo malaman kung ikaw yung taong may ano, limiting beliefs? No? Here's one. And I have four here. Based on the observation of a guy named Jeremy Dean. No? Paano mo malaman na ikaw yung taong laging nililimit mo yung sarili mo dahil sa belief system mo? You have limiting beliefs. Number one is black and white thinking. Okay? Yung ano ka lang, basta ganito yan eh. Ito na yun eh. Black and white ka na mag-isip. When we assume that we failed if we don't achieve perfection. That's black and white thinking. Either 100% or fail. Perfectionist ka. So it limits you. Gusto mo lagi lahat perfect. But we all know life is not perfect. Marami kang gagawing mistake. The road to success is littered with what? Failures. So ang hirap ng black and white thinking na nag-assume na tayo that we failed if we don't achieve perfection. Nako, marami pong ganito, lalo na yung mga perfectionist dyan na nakikinig. No, minsan ganyan tayo. If it's not according to plan, how we planned it, then it's a failure even though it's not. Nagiging subjective ka na dahil sa thinking mo. No, dahil perfectionist ka. So it limits you. It limits, again, creativity. It limits room for mistakes because you want it perfect. And what happens? Ang hirap mo rin katrabaho. Ang hirap mong kasama. Bakit? Dahil sa black and white thinking mo na ganito lang dapat yan. Second, how to know you have limiting beliefs is you personalize negative things. No? We blame ourselves for random negative occurrences. Ikaw na ang laging may kasalanan. Ikaw na ang rason kung bakit may COVID sa mundo. No? You blame yourself for every negative occurrences. No? And that limits you. That limits you from achieving the things God wants you to do. No? Dahil pinipersonalize mo lahat ng kamalian. And you blame yourself, actually. And lungkot nun, di ba? You blame yourself for random negative occurrences. No? May mga ganun po kaming mga kwento na eh, sa Pinoy, grabe, culture po natin yan. Alam mo, simula nung nakilala kita, ikaw yung malas eh. Nung pinakasalan ka ng asawa ko, nagmalas-malas ng negosyo ng pamilya, ganyan-ganyan. And you blame somebody who's not even part of the problem. Kawawa naman, di ba? And so, what happens is, pag may blaming, may finger pointing, hindi ka makamove forward. Kasi blame mo yung sarili mo o yung iba for random negative occurrences. And that's the problem. Walang solusyon kundi mag-blame. No? Next is catastrophizing. Okay? When we assume the worst even with little evidence, that limits you. Bigay ko na pinaka-swak na illustration dito or example. Tong COVID na to. When we assume the worst, even with little evidence, anong ginagawa natin? Gumagawa tayo ng mga uninformed decisions. Kasi wala namang ebidensya ba? So, kinakatastrophize mo na. Example, alam nyo ba, sa buong mundo, tayo ng huli na nagtanggal ng face shield. No? Hindi ko alam din bakit. Kahit na sinabi na ng World Health, kahit sinabi na ng mga studies that it has no effect whatsoever. But because we assume the worst, even with little evidence, we hold on to something as crazy as that. So lahat tayo kailangan natin bumili. At dahil sa face shield, nagkaroon po ako ng salamin. Dahil lumabo po ang mata ko. Mm-hmm. Hirap na hirap po ako magtrabaho na naka-face shield. No? And that's what happens. You assume the worst. Oh, sa love life, ganun din. Nako! Sa marriage, lahat ng lalaki, manluloko. You assume the worst. Even with little evidence. And yung evidence mo pa dahil yung kapitbahay mo ginawa, gagawin din ng asawa ko yan. Nako! Ayan, kinakatastrophize mo. No? Parang you're assuming the worst. Ganun ka ba? Do you assume the worst? Papasok ng negosyo. Nakulugi ito. Malulugi ito. Eh, ba't ka pa pumasok? Kinakatastrophize mo na. Diba? So what are you doing? You're setting yourselves up for failure. No? Negative ka na agad eh. Wala ka namang ebidensya about it. But you do that. No? Ang dami pang example na mga actions na ginagawa natin na wala namang evidence, kaya nagkakamali-mali po tayo at nasasayang po yung mga energies natin kasi we assume the worst. No. Next is universalizing. When we take a bad experience and assume it's true across the board. Nako! Maraming ganito. Yung ginagawa mo ng universal, yung isang bad experience, example. Pumunta ka ng Visayas. Tapos kumain ka dito sa restaurant na franchise. At bad yung experience mo doon. Pero, pag tinignan mo yung mga reviews, panay 5-star, sa'yo, 1-star. Dahil sa bad experience mo doon. Generalize mo na. Universalize na. Lahat ng ganitong restaurant, hindi okay. Right? So what happens? And you tell it to your friends. So nagkakaroon ng domino effect yan. No? Ganun din, nagkaroon ka ng bad experience. Example, ayun, nagmatapang ka at sinumbong mo yung nagnanakaw sa office. At dahil doon, ikaw pa ang nasesante. Simula noon, naging universal ka na sa pag-iisip mo na lahat na magsasabi at who will tell the truth will get into trouble. And you assume it's true across the board. Meron ka bang kaibigan or isa ka bang tao na ganito ka magsalita? Ang dami ko nang na-experience na ganito. Alam mo, ang dami-dami sa atin, ganyan, ito yung nangyari. Tapos pag tinanong mo, ilan yung madami? Yung pala dalawa lang. Hmm. Diba? Alam mo yung kaibigan ko, ano, ininom niya lang tong gamot, tapos lalong lumala. Kaya huwag mong inumin yan. Kahit sabi ng doktor, wag. Why? You take a bad experience and assume it's true across the board. Okay. Or, ito maganda. Alam mo, pag naging Christian ka, hindi rin, alam mo nung naging Christian ako, nasunog yung bahay namin, tapos wala na ako masyadong kay... And you think it's across the board, no? May tawag doon eh. Ano ba tawag doon? Yung pre-project mo sa iba. Nakala mo yun yung dahil nangyari sa'yo, feeling mo mangyari sa lahat. And you're adamant about it because meron kang kwento. And this is where I want to, you know, I want to talk about this talaga. Hindi porket kwento mo, magiging kwento ko din. Ulitin ko ha, hindi porket kwento mo, magiging kwento ko rin. And I've made the same mistake in the past. And I've learned, I've grown, I've matured. Hindi porket kwento ko, kwento mo din. Example, kwento ko kasi kaya ako nagkaroon ng asawa dahil nung naglalakad ako, biglang may nakita ako sa jeep na nakasulat, "Go get her." So, humingi kasi ako ng sign kay Lord, tapos yun yung sign. So, ngayon, kwento mo siya, tapos lagi mong advice, kailangan mo humingi ng sign. Dahil kung walang sign, hindi kayo, kung may sign kayo. So, you take an experience and assume it's true across the board. The bad thing is, if it's a bad experience, and you assume it's true across the board. Okay? Now, if you've experienced setbacks sa buhay and it's repeated, it can train you to assume the worst. It trains us to avoid risk and we play it safe. That's the problem now. Kaya ako tinanong nung last episode, what do you feed your mind? Yeah. Ulitin ko yung sabi ni Michael Grotas. Study shows that an abundance of news can make you depressed, anxious, and for most part, don't usually provide you with the ability to actually change or influence anything being reported. So, media, how it works is that it appeals to fear in order to deliver advertising. So, social media also mirrors negativity. Itong negativity bias. Okay. So, both happy bias, tulad ng mga perfect Instagram posts po ng karamihan, to negative bias of fear, war, exaggerated news, dyan tayo na ano, dyan tayo tinatamaan. So all this can become the core narratives about life and issues. The narrative you believe is the narrative you will live. Ano pong ibig sabihin nun? Yung sinabi ko last week, di ba? Depende yan sa kwento mo. No? Pero, ang kwento kasi kwento lang. May tinatawag tayong truth. Nagets nyo? Iba yung kwento lang, iba rin yung may truth. Iba yung kwento lang at may evidence-based research about it. No? Kunyari, kwento lang. Dahil may pandemic, lahat tayo mawawala ng pera. Kwento mo lang yan. Hindi yan para sa lahat. Alam nyo bakit? Kasi, according to studies and history, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression. Yan, hindi mo yan malalabanan yung stats or evidence-based. No? So, pwedeng may kwento ka lang, di naman talaga totoo, or nangyari sa'yo, pero, you know, and so that shapes us. Pag ano yung, kasi pag naniwala ka na doon sa kwento, feeling mo yun na yun, di yun na yun. Eh paano na, di ba? So ang hirap naman. So all these can become the core narratives about life and issues that you have. No? Siguro ako kaya, dahil tumatanda na rin ako, parang nakita ko kung saan ako dapat maingay, saan ako magmi-major, saan ako magma-minor. Diba? Because I understand that many of the things that happen in life is not in my control. Not in my hands. But there are some things that I can actually do something about. And that, for you guys, listening to this podcast, your life, the trajectory of your life, the path you're going to make, the decisions you're going to take this year, 2022, would depend on the beliefs that you embrace and the truth that you believe in. So I hope this challenges you guys. No? Ikaw ba yung taong may limiting beliefs? Kasi kung may limiting beliefs ka, at diniscuss na natin dito sa episode, no? Time to upgrade those beliefs, which we will discuss next week in our next episode. No? So, kung may limiting beliefs ka, time to upgrade it. So, wag po kayo umabsent sa class next week dahil next week, pag-uusapan natin how you can upgrade your beliefs. Alright, now we will go to our TikTok live. At titingnan po natin yung mga tanong dito. Ayan, meron po tayo. May mga tanong ba tayo ngayon? Or mga bumati lang. Hello to King La Consay. Happy New Year to you. Si, si Lucifer. Sir, anong books po binabasa ninyo? Okay, ito po yung binabasa ko ngayon. Your Best Year Ever by Michael Hyatt. I'm also reading The Dichotomy of Leadership by Joko Willikik. And I just finished a book, The Victory Machine, yung kwento po ng ano ng Golden State Warriors. And of course, I read my Bible every day. No? Yan yung mga tumutulong sa akin. Yan. Oy, Randy Lorico, Happy New Year! Hello, Randy. Hope you guys are feeling better now. Pinagdadasal namin kayo. Alright, so meron po ba kayong tanong sa TikTok? Alright, meron po tayong tanong dito sa TikTok live natin. Paano po ba natin i-encourage ang iba na may anxiety? Okay. Di ba sabi sa Bible, do not worry. No? And the only encouragement I could think of, no, is number one, privately and publicly, privately pray for them. No? Tawagan mo, kausapin mo. You need to feed their mind with something that could help them. Eh. No? So kaya anxious sila, hindi po nakakatulong na sinasabi lang natin, huwag ka nga anxious, huwag ka nga ganyan, huwag ka nga mag-worry, mali yan. That's not gonna help. What's gonna help is by saying, bro, sis, okay lang ba pag-pray kita? And maybe prepare a few verses, Google ka, verses on worry and anxiety. Tapos i-recite mo sa kanya yung verses na yon. And then affirm him or her that God loves her or him so much. And that God has a wonderful plan for his or her life. And that God is in the business of redeeming lives. No? Your redemption story na tinatawag natin. Also, give them content that could help uplift them. And maybe it's a preaching, maybe it's a good book or a positive book that you can give your friend aside from praying for them. And lastly, no, ako, the power really of community, of being in community. Marami po na anxious ngayon kasi lalo na pagka wala po silang masabihan ng problema nila. And I encourage you to connect to people if you are feeling anxious. No? Surround yourself with the right people who would put faith, courage. Kaya tawag doon encourage. Diba tanong mo encourage? Encourage is to put courage in you. Right? Sa Bible, sobrang daming do not fear, do not be afraid. No? Because some of them were anxious. And God told them, do not be anxious. Why? I am God. I can do something about that. And I believe so, that we can do something about the things that you are facing today. No? Kaya excited po ako doon sa mga tutulong sa mga na-anxious. Dahil we can give them that kind of hope. No? And let them listen to this podcast. Maybe it's a limiting belief that makes them worry, so they have to embrace God's truth. Yan. Alright. Okay. Also, to our podcast listeners, may tanong po dito kasi kung ano raw tinuturo ko talaga sa TikTok. You can follow my TikTok account at DennisCC. I teach their personal finance, mostly finance, maybe around 70% finance. And I get to post some of my preachings there also at saka yung mga walang kwentang nangyayari sa buhay ko. Minsan nilalagay ko lang doon. Pero wag po kayong umasa na magda-dance step po ako dyan dahil hindi po ako marunong sumayaw. No? So, please follow me on TikTok. Also on Instagram, same handle po natin, Dennis Sia. See, you can also follow our other podcast. It's called Our Parenthood Podcast, powered by Podcast Network Asia. That's my podcast for parenting with my wife, Tammy. And also, if this has blessed you, nakatulong sa inyo itong Act Like a Man. Unang-una, gusto ko magpasalamat po sa lahat ng nag-subscribe, sumuport sa amin. We got our year-end review and we saw Act Like a Man went to new heights of listeners and subscribers because of people like you who na laging inaabangan ang ating mga new episodes. So please continue to share and like, and please also if you can leave a review sa ating iTunes, that would be very helpful for us. I will truly appreciate that. Alright, God bless you guys and see you again in the next episode of our Act Like a Man podcast. And to all the men out there, continue to act like a man. Boom!